Said yesterday, two days ago, that we're going to say there's a conversation that went on in the rest of Shul between all these tzaddikim.
It's Purim.
It was on Purim, and they were all drunk. And this is what they were talking about. They're completely drunk. Reb Shmuel is saying, "Listen carefully. I want to talk to you as if I'm sober. Listen carefully. Time has come." Time has come already. Baruch Hashem, we have Avechim and young boys. And upon you, you have this obligation that you should make a group over here and get up Chatzot every night. You have to get up Chatzot and go to the Kotel every night. So this Bachar Mordechai Abadi, his name is, he tells me, yeah, but the Baal Dabal is not letting us go. The Yetzirah is not letting us. Shmuel said, you're right, you're 100% right, 100%, 100%. But the advice for this Baal Dabal is to do it together. When you do it together, a group together, he doesn't have power over you. And then Shmuel's turning to Mordechai Lazar Rubinstein, tells him, you remember Mordechai Lazar? When we were together, we used to get up together, we used to go, it was always each night there was someone else to wake us all up, we used to go to the field then. And when it's all together, then when it's alone, you're right. But when one is holding the other, we go together. So there's a power of the tzibu together. And so therefore, each night, someone else should wake his friends up. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Hashem prepared for us holy places, the Kotel, Shimon HaTzadik, the Holy Shimon HaTzadik. And if not now, so when? If none of these holy souls, of the young boys, who's going to hold Rabbeinu's thing? You have the obligation. You and you and you, and you see he's quoting names. You have the obligation to get up Chatzot every night, and after in that Chatzot, you go to the Kotel, or go outside and do Igbodedut. Who will fulfill the Inyan of Rabbeinu? Who? Over there in Lucia? In Russia? The place of Tuma and Apikoslus? In America, the place of money, lust for money, who's going to keep the Indian the matter of Rabbeinu? You're obligated. Well, you might say it's difficult. You're right. It's a job. It's work. But you have this obligation. You're obligated. You can't exempt yourself from doing this. You must fulfill the Indian of Rabbeinu. You will be. So then. The Bachar is saying, Avechim, let's dance. She was like, no, we have to talk more about Beinu. Maybe. It's true, Abshmul says, I'm full of Taiva. It's true, I'm immersed completely in Taivas. I know. But maybe one of the young boys, they could make the Inyan of Beinu grow. The Inyan of Beinu is not in the heritage. It's not in the heritage. Not that you grew up blessed, you become blessed. It doesn't work like that. It's not something, I'm blessed, I'm make your side of the Rebbe, I make L'chaim. No. We dance a little bit with this. That's not the Inyan of Rabbeinu. So Shmuel turns to someone else says, you have to get up every night at Chatzot, go to the field. What are you afraid of? It's work. So what? I'll tell you a secret. I mean, I have to say this. Soon, we're all going to be dead. Yeah, we're going to die. Then we'll put us in the grave. And in the grave, we'll turn yellow. Then we'll rot. It's not fit that they put us into the grave with all the timers. It's better if they put us into the grave with the Torah of Rabbeinu that we woke up at night. It's better they put us in the grave with the fact that we went to the field at night doing Bodhidut. But much easier than in the grave. Much easier. Shmuel bursts out crying and gets more and more excited. And with this, they'll put us in the grave. It'll be much easier, much better, much happier to be in the grave that way. Much happier, a lot happier. We shouldn't convince ourselves to not to do it. It's not for us. Shouldn't convince ourselves that we're going to run away from death. one day we must die. We must have that yellow face. We must be in the grave. Nothing's going to help us. Nothing. There's no, it's for sure. But what? If you go to the field, you have it bothered to. Ah, Ashrei, it's worth, is it worth the
anything?
Praiseworthy. Praiseworthy is the one who's married. It's Shmuel turns to someone else, Reb, whatever. You can marry yourself to go. Every time you go, as much as Hashem gives me to live, maybe take me also to the field. Maybe my son will take me. Yeah, by me, I'm already after despair. Shmuel said to himself. So Reb Nachum Rosenthal gets up his shiur. Chas v'shalom. Reb Nachum says there's no Yerush in the world. There's no Yerush. It doesn't exist. Reb Shmuel says, yeah, but according to the Yetzer Hara, he comes these all the taivas and all the bad midas. By me, even if I go to the field, nothing's going to help me. Reb Shmuel turns to Reb Shmuel. It's Reb Shmuel Shapira, the holiest man on earth. He turns to another bachur sitting next to him. Listen to me. We're talking about going to the field. Remember, there's such a job. Right? And as much as it's hidden, that's how you understand how big this is. There's such a hiddenness over this that we forget completely that Rabbeinu talked about going to the field and doing Bodhidut. Therefore, listen, in order for you want to be a complete man, you have to see how you go to the field every day. Especially if Hashem helps you grow at night, it's even better. And over there you should have Bodhidut. That's very good. That's the best thing. What does it make a difference? Our life anyway is going to go here and there fast, right? And at the end we're going to die. At the end we're definitely going to lie down with our legs, with our feet towards the door. That's when you take out a person out of the room. When he's dead, they take him out with his legs first. And we're definitely going to rot in the grave. But what? Praiseworthy is one who merits to do the avaya when he's still alive. Chaf, another good thing. He sits in learning Torah, another good thing. Put on tefillin today. Daven mincha, shachis. Just to chaf as much as we can. Then Shmuel turns to Reb Nachum Rosenthal and says, Ashrecha kecha. Rav says, what? Me? I don't go to the field. I know exactly where I am. Shmuel says, Harav, in Bnei Brak, it's a little bit difficult to go to the field because the field is far. So Nachman tells him, no, never gets less to go to the field in Yerushalayim. You go to the field, and Purim, we didn't leave the field the whole night. So Shmuel, Shrecha, beautiful, unbelievable, continue that way. Listen to me, Nachman. The work of going to the field is a big work. It's the big work, even in the day, not only at night, even in the day, there's a lot of menios against it. Yerushalayim is something else completely, because Yerushalayim, there's holy places to go to. You don't have to go back to the field. You go to Kotel, you go to other places. But at least we have holy places, holy times to do it. Instead of talking to you, you have to go to the field. Rabbeinu commanded, and we have to listen to him. Nachum says, give me a bracha. Please give me a bracha that I will merit to fulfill all that Rabbeinu said. Shmuel says, you give me a bracha. So Nachum says, you should merit. So Shmuel answers him, add the brachas that I married everything Rabbeinu said. So Reb Nachum adds that again. So Shmuel tells him back also, and also you, all the brachas, you should also marry. So now the bracha of Mordechai Abadi says that you have to arouse people to go to the Kotel. No one awakens people to go to the Kotel. Shmuel said, no, do it. You're a Jew, you can do that. So he tells Reb Shmuel, no, Reb Shmuel, you have to arouse it. You have to speak about it. Reb Shmuel said, no, before there was the Medina, there were fewer people who used to go every night to the Kotel from Mea Shalim, every night. Why should it be now like this also? Now that there's a state, because after the Six-Day War, really, we should go to the Kotel, no problem. The whole Indian of Rabbeinu is Chatzot. The whole Indian of Rabbeinu is serving Hashem. How is it that you don't find people that go every night to the Kotel? Or to the field, what's the big deal? Here now we're in the summer, this summer that passed, at the end of the summer there was a guy, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac. Every night they used to have a car, they went to the Kotel, Chatzot, and from the Kotel they went outside to the field, and a whole month, but the Yetzer Hara didn't let it, and it stopped. I was just on Chutz Laretz, There's a taxi for everything over there. A taxi, the mikvah, a taxi to the shul. Here, there. Also, now it's said they should have holy taxis. Go to the field. Now there's an organization that they go to the field every night. They take people, a lot of people.
The big show.
From all over the country. It's a bigger organization that they need a lot of money. They do it for free. They take people to want to go to the field. In Kiat Sefer, and they want. A lot of liturgy people go with them also. It's very special.
Are they all drunk right now?
Yes.
So this is a drunken discussion?
Yes. It's pretty focused, huh?
Yeah. Because it seems like they're very serious.
They're very serious. There's a recording of it. This is a scribe. They put it in the scribe, but it's a recording. So the Bach Mordechai said, yeah. We also have to make a taxi to do this. So Shmuel said, if we wait for the taxi, who knows how much we have to wait. The main thing is not to go through life sleeping. We have to renew ourselves all the time. To renew yourself, renew. Right? Maybe we'll merit. Gival. The main thing is to strengthen ourselves in Rabbeinu. With Rabbeinu we'll have a fixing for sure. Of course. We have to strengthen ourselves and to revive ourselves with the good points, with Torah Azamah, Resh Pei Bet. The main thing is to strengthen ourselves, to renew. In the meantime, we have to believe. We're believers, the sons of the believers. We believe in the way of our forefathers, of our rabbis. Rabbi Nathan says that there will be a time that this way of Rabbeinu, to go to the field, will be for everyone. Like everyone puts in talis, it's filling, everyone will go to the field. Let's be of those people who make the way, make the path. My beloved brothers, let's save ourselves. Let's save ourselves. It's always bothering very much. Could be bothering also others. But let's save ourselves. Let's make this a path that everyone, let's listen to Rabbeinu. What is Rabbeinu? The Chaf Shiraim, like all the other rabbis, to go and just take a little bit of fish left over and cook it with their fingers? A piece of challah, have a good parnasa, that's Rabbeinu. So the Bachar says here, Likutei Maran is Rabbeinu. So Shmuel says, what is Likutei Maran? Just to learn a book? That's Likutei Maran. So the Bachar says, yeah, Likutei Maran is the Rebbe itself. So Shmuel says, no, Rabbeinu is going back to the field to do his bodidu. That's Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is doing bodidu. Rabbeinu is to save ourselves. Even me, I'm so far from this. So Shmuel says, Shmuel is far from this. Even now, I'm a little bit drunk. I'm talking a little bit from this. I have to go to the field at night. I'm very far from this, but at least I'm playing the game. At least I want to be there. It's a big thing even to talk about it. So the Bachar says, yeah, maybe. Could we? Shmuel said, yes, we're so far from this work. We're just like a monkey that's imitating a person. We're just imitating this. We're imitating what Rabbeinu, we're mimicking it. We're mimicking what Rabbeinu writes in his book. We're mimicking, we're trying. It's not what Rabbeinu really meant, but at least it's like. So, on my side, it's after the time I could continue. This is a long, long conversation over here. Unbelievable. This is a drunk person.